Hi everybody, it's Lloyd here again, and the next 5 weeks' recordings are taken from an interview that I had with Bob Thibodeau. He interviewed me about how I first got started writing poems. So I hope you enjoy this interview.
Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman. Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you're joining us today. You know, how many of you have ever read a poem before? I should see hands going up all over right now, right? I can hear your hands going up. How many of you have ever written a poem, or at least tried to write a poem? Again, almost every hand is up. How many have a gift for writing poems? Yeah, not as many. Mine's down too, amen? But today, I have a man of God here that has been anointed with a special gift to use poetry to show people the light of the gospel. Praise God. Lloyd Portman is from down under in New Zealand. It's early morning there, so I wouldn't be surprised to hear a sip from a cup of coffee every now and then. Praise God. I've got mine here too. It's mid-afternoon where I'm at, and I'm still drinking coffee. Praise God for coffee. But Lloyd has been on our program before. And if you want to hear a great conversation, go back and listen to episodes number 701 and 702 in our archives. Amen. Lloyd is semi-retired now, but he has had his own farm. He worked construction, and adding to the list, he was a pastor for 12 years of a Pentecostal church in his town. Lloyd has helped so many people over the years because of his ability to listen. And he hears what they're saying, and he has the God-given ability to just see through the clutter and bring them to hear now of what's happening and to give the guidance of the steps they need to take forward. And as I've referenced, he has a God-given gift for poetry, not just, you know, fanciful lines on random subjects, but on sharing the gospel message inside the poems. Help me welcome back to the program, Lloyd Portman. Lloyd, it is so good to talk to you again, my friend.
Thanks, Bob. I always enjoy talking to you.
My wife says I talk too much. Glory to
God. So does mine.
That's why I'm on the radio, you know.
So does mine. Mine even thinks I talk in my sleep.
Amen. Lloyd, how did you get started writing poetry?
Well, I'll tell you a wee bit of the background beforehand because I think it's quite important. I'm actually dyslexic in areas which I didn't realize, and always had trouble at school with English. Always, my spelling was terrible. Punctuation didn't exist. And so I didn't do a lot of reading, full stop. I read what I had to read, and I was good at reading adverts in the paper, but that was all. And when I was called to the ministry, the church that I was pastoring owned the local Christian bookstore in town. And I used to go down there into the bookstore every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and pray and just walk up and down the aisles and do it. And anyway, it was just before Christmas and we had 5 staff working for on a voluntary basis. So what I did was I decided I'm going to get them some presents and get them a card each and write something in it and give it to them. Amen. For Christmas. And so I selected all these things and I had them sitting on the bench and I was about to write them in the book and God spoke to me and he said, put them all back, grab the cards, go home and give them something from the pastor's desk. And I thought, wow, this is a bit interesting. I've never had that before. So I went home and quite excited and expectant. And I sat down with pieces of spare paper because my spelling wasn't good. And I said, okay, God, what are you going to say to this person? And next minute, after about an hour, I had 5 poems written, one for each individual. Wow. And they actually rolled out as poems. But they were prophecies. And so each poem was four stanzas and it rhymed, because that's how I remembered poetry had to be. It had to rhyme. So I wrote these poems, and for each of them, put them in, you know, sealed the envelope, and then gave them to them. And the amazing thing about it was that every one of those prophecies was fulfilled in that following year. Every person had it fulfilled. It was just amazing. And from that time, I could not stop writing.
Amen.
So that's how it began.
And how long ago was that?
Ooh, that was probably 32 years ago.
Wow. And you also help people in their relationships. I mean, you're a relationship coach and you have a business centered around that. How does poetry fit into that type of coaching, and how does it benefit your clients?
Well, there's a really interesting thing that's come out of this, and I have some very quirky ways of looking at life, as you would have noticed. and I say to people, quite categorically, I don't read the Bible, it reads me. Yeah, and so I take this concept of the words on the page reading my heart. And one of the things about poetry is that you can't read it cognitively. It has to be read emotionally so that you can actually connect with the spirit of the words and the theme of the poem and everything. And a lot of men struggle with poetry until you sit them down and you guide them through it. But women seem to take to poetry quite quickly and easily, and it really settles in them. So to answer your question, I teach how to relate to the heart, because we have a lot of trouble in humanity with our smoke screens that we put up, which are just mind things. They're not heart things. And the scripture teaches us that the real man is the real person of the heart. And so I've been heart focused for all my life, I think, because that's how God's created me. Mm-hmm. So I look at the heart of the relationship, and then I slip the poetry into that, and it relates to each individual person, and it's like a wake-up call to them.
Mm. Amen.
And this is the thing that when I was in the mines, I worked with mainly men. And I used to talk about poetry and stuff. And when I was working in construction, I used to talk to people about it. And I taught men, tradesmen, how to write poetry to their wives. Mm. And I was amazed, and so were they, at the results they got.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.